Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on Wait, There's With Murph. Today on the show, we have music from Brandon Ray, Smithfield, and Austin Burke. This one should be fun. And we have a little, a quote-unquote surprise guest joining us. So let's go ahead and welcome the surprise guest on. Hey, Em.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
You know, as most of y'all probably know, Em was my co-host until earlier this year, until she branched off and did her own thing. This is the first show, I believe, we've done together since the Spina Bifida Awareness show last year, maybe, was it?
No, we've done shows since then. Well, I wasn't still on the shows in January, and I did January shows, and then we did a show for Cancer Awareness the other, didn't we? Like in May?
I don't remember that, but whatever.
I don't remember. I mean, I know that we, like, did one, but I don't know if we did it here or if we did it at Talk Daytime. Oh, we did, and I was on the anniversary show.
Oh, yes, that's right. You were. A couple of months ago, you were. Yeah, that's right. Before we get things going today, I wanted to send a couple of quick congrats to some pretty special friends of mine. Amanda Jo and Billy Lee are having their CD release party tonight at Bobby's Idol Hour. It starts at 7 o'clock. They're in Nashville. And it's hosted by none other than the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Chris Cox. I'm sorry for...
Yeah, I got an invite, but I couldn't...
I'm sorry for us doing your line there, Allie, but it had to be done. So anyway, they're having their Truck Stop Honey CD release party tonight, and tomorrow they'll be on the show with me and Craig tomorrow to talk all about it. So that should be fun. And I'll tell you this, Em. Hilarious shenanigans are bound to ensue. I can pretty much guarantee that with every time. You hadn't heard both of them together, have you? Oh, my God.
No, just Amanda.
Do you think she's hilarious? Get those two in the same room. The thing's off limits.
Are they married?
Engaged.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I knew they were together. I weren't sure if they were married. Yeah, they're both great. I'm friends with them both on Facebook, and I follow the Truck Stop Honey page. Yeah, she's great.
She's awesome. We do this every week. I don't know if you've listened to any of our shows, Em, but let's go ahead and recap where we. I left off last week. Number three last week was Amy Davis with Middle of Nowhere. Second spot was the debut single from Rebel Union called Secondhand High. And taking the top spot last week was Adam Doliak with Whiskey's Fine. So, with that being said, let's jump right into this one, shall we?
Oh, what? Sorry.
Hello?
I said,
with all that being said, let's to start this countdown. What do you say?
Oh, yeah. That sounds great. I was trying to put you on speaker. Sorry for the confusion.
That's fine. Coming in this week at number three is Brandon Ray with End of the Earth. And I'll tell you a little bit more about Brandon after the break and after we hear End of the Earth at number three on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Ten 10,000 miles on gravel roads, hitchhiking my way through Mexico, red eye straight through 20 time zones, all alone, just to feel you breathe, just to see you smile, just to hold your hand for a little while. I go to the ends of the earth for you.
Annoyed my parents with it. they did nothing but encourage me to keep going. In a way, they were my first publishers, Ray laughs. Music was ever present in his childhood home. His father had a deep love for legendary rockers like Stevie Ray Vaughan and a Steely Dan. Plus, his brother introduced him to the musical greats Metallica, Mellencamp, and Nirvana. Ray's mother kept a prominent force of country music throughout the household with the help of icons such as George Strait and Johnny Cash. Despite the house filled with music, his first love was baseball, and he dreamed of pitching for the Texas Rangers, but was benched after a 2-foot surgery that ultimately took his focus to playing guitar and songwriting. By age 13, Ray had saved enough money to buy his first guitar, and has looked back since. Everything from that point on has been a means to an end, and in an effort to achieve his American dream. He's held every job imaginable: a lawn care delivery boy, waiter, construction worker, guitar teacher, and even lifeguard, where he once resuscitated a boy who nearly drowned at the city pool. Brennan still gets Christmas cards from the boy's family each year. At 18, he was out on the road with his first band and played 750 shows in 3 years. Wow. Including supporting the likes of Fall Out Boy, Switchfoot, and Grueling Summers on Van's Warped Tour. After arriving in Nashville, Ray landed a publishing deal. Playing guitar for Brett Eldridge and lent vocals to numerous demos for various publishers and songwriters, all while developing his own sound. His new bass songs are smothered in the American richness that Brandon has soaked up, crisscrossing Heartland. One part country, one part rock and roll, but all heart. The new songs sew together his wide variety of influences like a patchwork quilt. And you guys, I just heard, like I said, Brandon Ray with Into the Earth. Having never heard that song before, him, what was your first impression of it?
It's a good song. I just thought it was catchy. It was cute and very catchy. Like, that was my first impression, was like, if you hear that on the radio, you're going to remember that song, and it's going to be in your head later.
What do you hear the next two that we're queuing up to play? But before we do that, let's give you guys some dates where you can see Brandon Ray on tour. Tonight he'll be in Roswell, New Mexico at the Eastern New Mexico State Fair with Luke Combs. The 13th he'll be in San Diego, California at Moonshine Flats. That next day he'll be in San Diego as well at Moonshine Beach this time. The 20th he's in the Lubbock Civic Center in Lubbock, Texas. The 21st he's at the Brady Theater in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The 27th he's in El Paso, Texas at the Plaza Theater Performing Arts Center. Oh, and by the way, I don't have times for any of these. But just go to BrandonRayOfficial.com/tour and you can see everything. And rounding out the month of November on the 18th, he'll be at the Jalois Theater. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, but that's in Springfield, Missouri. So, I'm moving on with the countdown. At number two, we have Texas duo Smithfield, and their single "Hey Whiskey." So, as with Brandon, I'll tell you guys a little bit more about Smithfield after we hear their song at number two, and this is "Hey Whiskey" on Indie Country Radio.
I can tell he's been with you on nights like this, and when you come on strong, he just can't resist. You don't know all the hell you've put me through, and he can't let me go when he's holding you. Hey, whiskey, why you gotta make him miss me? Why's he only call me up when he throws you down? Wanting me more is every round. Hey, bourbon, why you gotta leave him burning? Stealing that old flame he used to have when he was with me. Hey, whiskey, I'm only on his mind when you go. How can either one of us start moving on when every night he spends with you reminds him that I'm gone? Hey, whiskey, why you gotta make him miss me? Why's he only call me up when he throws you down? Wanting me more is every round.
Song on the countdown. That was Smithfield with "Hey Whiskey." Let's get your thoughts on that one, Em.
I like it. I think first of all, are they a group? Is it just one woman?
They're a duo. Jennifer Fielder and Trey Smith. So. So
they both have great voices. I didn't know who was who, and I didn't know if it was like a band or if it was a just a single, you know. But they're really great.
Yeah,
I like that song. It's an interesting concept.
Their current single is called "When You're Gone," and you need to listen to that one, Em, if you hadn't heard it before. Trey sings on that one, so.
I will, for sure.
Awesome. Now, just for the sake of Em being here, I know you guys have already heard this, but Smithfield was founded in 2011 with a dream as big as their home state of Texas. Comprised of vocalists Trey and Jennifer, Smithfield took the stage by storm with their memorable music and stunning harmonies. Having grown up together, their on-stage chemistry is undeniable and natural. It's undeniably genuine and natural. Country duos are a unique breed in the music industry. Two voices have to blend perfectly together, and combinations often are defined even with two great singers. Against all odds, the duo has continued to persevere with their music and develop their sound, and found that with a lot of hard work and passion that anything can be accomplished. After only 1 year in Nashville, Smithfield had already landed opening gigs for established artists, including Eric Paisley, Scotty McCreery, Jana Kramer, Justin Lynch, Brothers Osborne, and Craig Campbell. Mixing the heavily rock-influenced background of Trey and the classical country tendency of Jennifer, Smithfield creates a contemporary country sound that's different and compelling. And as I said earlier, all of these songs that we're playing on the show today have been in rotation on indie country or on Series 6 in the highway. So, are you ready for number one now, Em?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Awesome. If you like numbers 2 and 3, you'll love number one. Number one is from a gentleman by the name of Austin Burke. And this is Whole Lot in Love on Indie Country Radio coming in at number one.
I'm a little drunk tonight, trying to write this song. Trying to get it right, but it might turn out all wrong. How do you say the simplest thing when what you feel ain't simple at all? I'm a little in over my head, but I can't hold back no more. I'm a little bit scared to death, cause I ain't been here before. Yeah, I'm a little bit unsure what the hell I'm supposed to do, but I'm a whole lot in love with you. I'm a whole lot in love with you. Words on this page all look like a mess. All falls short of what I'm trying to confess. My heart is racing, it already knows what I haven't even told you yet. I'm a little in over my head, but I can't hold back no more. I'm a little bit scared to death, cause I ain't been here before. Yeah, I'm a little bit unsure what the hell I'm supposed to do, but I'm a whole lot in love with you. I'm a whole lot in love laugh. What if I say it and you say it back? I'm a little in over my head, but I can't hold back no more. I'm a little bit scared to death, cause I ain't been here before. Yeah, I'm a little bit unsure what the hell I'm supposed to do, but I'm a whole lot in love with you. I'm a little in over my head, but I can't hold back no more. I'm a little bit scared to death, cause I ain't been here before. Yeah, I'm a little bit unsure what the hell I'm supposed to do. But I'm a whole lot in love with you. Yeah, I'm a whole lot in love with you. I'm a whole lot in love with you. Yeah, I'm a whole lot in love, baby. I'm a whole lot in love with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there you have it, folks. At number one this week, that was Austin Bark with a Whole Lot in Love. Now let's toss it over to our resident music critic over here, and get your thoughts on the number one song this week.
I like it. It's super catchy. Like, that would get stuck in your head so easily. It's just one of those songs.
And I just got apparently Austin's on Twitter right now, and I just got a tweet from him thanking me for making the song number one. It's always great when I get a feedback or anything from the artist I play on the show, or the guest, whatever. It's always great to get feedback. So that kind of made my day right there. But with that being said, let's tell you a little about Austin. Austin Bark wrote the book on being a millennial. Growing up in the 90s in Phoenix, Arizona, Austin was a huge country fan and began singing as soon as he could walk. At tender age of three, he sang the national anthem for both the Phoenix Suns and the Arizona Diamondbacks. And at a chance meeting with his hero Garth Brooks at a Padres spring training game, his destiny was set. He soon won a coveted spot singing Friends in Low Places on the Rosie O'Donnell Show, not once, but twice. And when Rosie asked him what he wanted to be when he grew up, he said a singing baseball player. Such are the early experiences that dreams are made of. Austin's currently making words rhyme and serving his time waiting tables. And waiting on the tables to turn. He's singing at Riders Nights and tearing up the honky tonks, paying his dues and living the dream in Tennessee. The quote is a grandmother and the title of one of his own songs. Austin says about Austin says it's his job these days to just quote. Suit up, show up, shut up, and get the job done. So, folks, there you have it for another week of Indie Country Radio. A big thanks to M for literally doing this last minute. I messaged you on Facebook with like 30 seconds until showtime, and I was like, dude, you wanna hang out on the show with me? And she's like, yeah, absolutely. So you literally called in with like 40 seconds to air. So thanks for saving my butt on that one.
Yeah, no problem. I'm always here.
Absolutely, I know you are. And but tomorrow, this is going to be so much fun. We've got Amanda Jo and Billy Lee of Truck Stop Honey joining us, fresh off of their album release party that's taking place tonight in Nashville. So I think I'm probably gonna let you go in, but thanks again for stepping up.
Yeah, of course. I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'll see you. Well, hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio. And like I said, tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we've got my friends Amanda Jo and Billy Lee of Truck Stop Honey. And I guarantee you, hilarious shenanigans will ensue. I totally and completely guarantee that. So with that being said, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.